This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أوصيكم وإياي أولا بتقوى الله فقد فاز المتقون السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته الحمد لله all praise due to Allah Rabbul Alameen who have been guiding all of us from the day we learn Islam based on the Quran and the Sunnah. Now no one can say that he or she was guided without the Quran and the Sunnah. Few of the ayah that was recited by our Imam tonight talk about the miracle of what happened to Virgin Mary. It's a very interesting story that Allah Rabbul Alameen is telling us He, Allah, have the power to do whatever He please. There is nothing impossible if Allah wish it to happen. But one important thing in the ayah is when Allah informed Virgin Mary that He is going to have a baby. When this news was conveyed to Virgin Mary, Virgin Mary was very, very surprised. Because normally you only can have a baby, a child, either you are married, whether you are married or you are not married, but you must engage, you must have a relationship with the opposite sex. You must have a relationship, whether the relationship is a legal one or an illegal one, there must be a relationship. And that's why when the news was given to Virgin Mary that she is going to have a baby, she replied, "How can I have a baby when no human or male have touched me? No man have touched me." Now this word "touch" is the same word being used in many other ayah about the Quran. And that's why there is always some differences between some scholars about whether you can touch the Quran when you don't have a wudu or when you are not clean. The Quran that no one can touch is the Quran that is in Lawh-e Mahfuz. No one touched the Quran except the angels. But the Quran that was revealed to our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was not revealed by Allah in a form of a book, no. But it's through Wahyu Kalam, through Angel Gabriel, Talaqqi. Angel Gabriel will recite The Prophet will listen and the Prophet will follow. Nothing written. Now before I continue about the Quran, we know that this coming Monday will be a holiday, alhamdulillah. We all love holiday. From Wathila bin Al-Asqa radiallahu an, he said, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam have said, Unzilat suhufu Ibrahim fi awwali layti min Ramadan. Fi awwali laylati min Ramadan. Suhuf Ibrahim, the suhuf of Ibrahim alayhi salam, was revealed to Ibrahim in the first night of Ramadan. Wa unzilatil tawratu li sittin madain min Ramadan. The Torah was revealed by Allah to Moses in the sixth day of Ramadan. The first night, Suhuf Ibrahim. And the 6 days of Ramadan, Torah was revealed. Wal Injil li thalasa ashrata khalat min Ramadan. Injil, the New Testament, was revealed by Allah to Isa alayhi salam on the 13th of Ramadan. First, 6 and the 13. Wa anzalallahu al-Quran li 24 khalat min Ramadan. And Allah Rabbul Alameen revealed the Holy Quran, the last testament, to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam on the 24th of Ramadan. This is a hadith from Imam Ahmad, and it's been confirmed as Hassan. And you can get in Kitab Sahih al-Jami' and check about the hadith. Brothers and sisters in Islam, it is important for us to know about the Quran and the other heavenly books that Allah have revealed. Allah choose to reveal all of them in 1 month, only the different days, Ramadan al-Mubarak. We hope we have the right understanding, but remember, when Allah revealed the Quran, He revealed the Quran as a book from Lawhi Mahfuz, Kitab Maqnun, from Lawhi Mahfuz to Baytul Izzah. Only from Baytul Izzah it was revealed to Prophet Muhammad for about 22 past years, close to 23 years. But one lump sum it was revealed from Lawhi Mahfuz to Baytul Izzah. Brothers and sisters, let me share with you a few saying of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and it's very important. And what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is telling us about what Allah want us to do and what Allah want us to believe in. This hadith I may have shared with all of you before, but it is good for me to recap this beautiful saying of Allah Rabbul Alameen, narrated by Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu. And he said, Sami'tu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yaqul, كان رجلان في بني إسرائيل متواقيين أحدهما يذنب والآخر مجتهد في العبادة. Until the end of the hadith, I just want to recite the meaning so majority of us can benefit from the meaning. The Sahaba Abu Huraira said, I heard Allah's Messenger, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Don't forget to perform salawat atun the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, saying they were two fraternal persons among the children of Israel. Now the Prophet was not there when this thing happened, but Allah informed our Prophet about what happened in the past and what happened present and what is going to happen in the future. One of them was engrossed in committing sin. One of the believers, he is a believer, but he loved to commit sins, while the other was very devoted to worship. The other group, I mean the another brother, was very pious person, a very good person, alhamdulillah. So the devotee, the good guy, used to see his fellow brothers committing sin, and he keep on advising him. It's our duty. إِذَا رَأَ مِنْكُمْ الْمُنْكَرُ فَلْيُغَيِّرُ بِيَدِهِ إِنْ لَمْ تَسْتَطِعْ فَبِلِسَانِ وَإِنْ لَمْ تَسْتَطِعْ فَبِقَلْبِ. The Prophet did remind us, it is part of our responsibility if you see someone doing something that is very, very bad. Now, look at what the Prophet said. Iza ra'a minkum al-munkar. It's not just what you hear, what you see. Now, meaning the person who is doing this munkar, he is doing openly. That is how you can see it. That means the sin is an open sin. A person is drinking, haram drink, doing a lot of haram thing, openly, in front of you. And you was there to witness. And then you must try your level best to stop if you have the authority. If you can't, at least you have to advise him and remind him. This is what happened from the devotee to another brother who is a sinner but is a believer. One day when he found his fellow committing sin, he said to him, don't commit the sin again, stay away. You know it's haram. It's like how we always remind each other, you know this haram. His fellow said, leave me alone. After a few times he said, leave me alone. And then he asked him, have you been sent out to monitor me? Is that your duty to come and supervise on me and monitor muraqabah on me? The devotee said, by Allah, Mahiv is upset now because he had been reminding his good friend and his friend just ignored his reminder. Now he was very upset. Sometimes when we want to advise some people, we have good intention but we don't have patience. And that's why Allah said, وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ. After you conveying the truth, you must have patience. There are people who change immediately, alhamdulillah. There are people who change very slow. They take that sweet time. And that is a test for us. So, he said, leave me alone. So this devotee, a good guy, said, he was so upset, by Allah, now he is, with his anger, he's saying, by Allah, he, Allah, will never forgive you, nor admit you to paradise. And this is where he come in. Wallahi, la yaghfiru Allahu laka, aw la yudkhilaka Allahu al-jannah. Faqabida arwahahuma. With the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when they died, both of them died, and they were gathered before the Lord of the world, Rabbul Alameen, in the day of judgment. Allah said, فَاجْتَمَعَانْ إِنْدَ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ فَقَالَ لِهَذَا مُجْتَهِدْ أَكُنْتَ بِي عَالِمًا أَوْ كُنْتَ عَلَى مَا فِي يَدِي قَادِرًا Now, Allah asked the devotee now, were you assured of knowing me that I will not forgive? Or were you having power over what was in my hand? Who have the power to forgive or not to forgive, brother and sister? In the day of judgment, Malik Yawmiddin, the day belong to Allah, don't belong to any one of us. So Allah is going to question this guy. Number one, Allah said, were you assured of knowing me? Do you know me really? If you know Allah, you know Allah Ghafur Rahim, Tawwab Rahim. He is so merciful, so forgiving. Who give you the right to say that I will not forgive that person? Allah is going to ask this devotee. And then he will ask again, were you having power over what was in my hand? I am the one who make the decision, not you. I have the right to make the judgment, not you. Now this hadith Qudsi actually is to remind all of us, don't ever be judgmental. Rule number one. You may look down upon somebody because he was not a good guy now, but we do not know the ending. He may just change. Then he said to the sinner, now he has make it clear with the devotees, if you look at other hadiths, in the day of judgment, Allah will judge those good people first. Very weird, you know. He will ask the mujahid, he will call upon the qari, he will call upon those warrior, he will ask all these so-called people in this world, acknowledge them, they are the warrior of Islam, they are the richest among the Muslim who donate so much for this, for that, and this is a knowledgeable person, a qari who have been teaching people to read the Quran here and there. But then Allah will ask them, do you do all these things for me? Of course we say yes for you, Ya Rab. Qazabta. Immediately I say, you are a liar. You do it not because of me, because you want people to know that you are so and so, and the people have acknowledged you, khalas, you get nothing from me. Allahu Akbar. It's very, very tricky. Eh? This is a very dangerous area. Don't be overconfident, rule number one. We are good, alhamdulillah, but don't be judgmental to others and don't be overconfident. We are no angels, brother and sister. Yeah, we are no angels. That's why sometimes it's good to commit some sin. Do you think it's good? Then we realize, oh, I'm also a sinner. Khalas. Okay, if you're a sinner, I'm also a sinner. So it's fair now. Sometimes you don't know, Allah knows best. But I'm here, I'm not here to encourage you to commit sin, please. Then he, Allah said to the sinner, go and enter paradise by my mercy. Allahu Akbar. وَقَالَ لِلْمُذْنِبْ اِزْحَبْ فَدْخُلِ الْجَنَّةِ بِرَحْمَتِ وَقَالَ لِلْآخَرِ اِزْحَبُوا بِهِ إِلَى النَّارِ. Allah, na'uzu billahi min zalik. And Allah Rabbul Alameen ordered the angels to take the devotee to go to hell. What we learn from this beautiful saying is, don't underestimate the mercy of Allah. Don't ever think that Allah cannot forgive you. But like that guy, I said, the hadith the Prophet was informed by Allah is a believer, but in the same time he do commit sins. Are we all believers, brother and sister? Inshallah. Because nobody really can be a Muslim until he believe. If you don't believe in Allah, you don't believe in the angel, you don't believe in his book, you cannot be a Muslim. Because it must come from within, then from out. in and out. And that's why when a person in is different, out is different, then Allah confirm he or she is a hypocrite. That means inside he don't believe, but outside he pray like us, he talk like us, he dress like us, but when he is not with you, he do not pray, he do not do whatever he used to do in front of you, because he don't believe. So a hypocrite is not a believer. A believer should not be a hypocrite. May Allah Rabbul Alamin grant us this understanding, so that we are not going to be judgmental to anybody. We just have hope and keep on praying. It's like our children, if they are not good now, we know they are Muslim, keep on praying for them, keep on advising them. We hope one day Allah will help them. Don't curse them in return. How bad your children, don't use the word anak syaitan. No, dia anak manusia. When you say anak syaitan, that means you jadi syaitan, then you bapa syaitan. You cannot use that word. Even you are angry, just control your tongue. Just control your tongue, and Allah will help us, brother and sister. This is what I like to share with all of you, so that we have the right understanding, so that we always pray for each other, be positive, and we know, everybody do commit some sin here and there, but Allah is merciful, forgiving, especially in the month of Ramadan. So may Allah keep on forgiving us, and may Allah accept our deeds, our tawbah, strengthen our iman, increase our sabar when we encounter all this issue, so that at the end of the day, all of us will have a good ending, inshallah. Amin. Ya Rabbul Alamin. Wa bilai taufiqi wa laqid da'wana wa alhamdulillah bil alamin. Without forgetting our imam tonight for the qiyam is Sheikh Qutb. He was origin from Syria, and then he lived in Qatar, but now he's here teaching, alhamdulillah. So Al-Qadim have imam from around the world, alhamdulillah, with the Malaysian imam, and we have Malaysian young imam, and you have from Guinea, you have from Saudi, you have from Syria, alhamdulillah. More to come, inshallah. So we'll see you tomorrow night again, inshallah. Subhanakallahumma bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilaik. And for those brothers and sisters who have been contributing, who are preparing drink, food, everything sometime, may Allah reward all of you kindly. Allahumma at'am man at'amana wa shaqa man shaqana. See you again tomorrow night, inshallah. Jazakallah khair.